Off the ball.
Rugby.
It feels like a summer tour, really, you know, and I think it's exciting to have a competition, and we certainly want to be, you know, at the business end of it come November, but it feels like a tour. And
join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the ball. GAA.
It's all over in Tuam Stadium and the last of the TG Car All-Ireland Lady Football quarterfinals, where Galway have defeated Mayo by 220-16. Playing against the elements for the opening half, Olivia Dooley levelled the sides at the interval. Crucially though, Mayo win back. Hannah Reef was also yellow carded in the process. With the wind at their backs, Galway shot 1-6 without reply at the start of the second half. That tally included a goal from Kate Slevin and a two-pointer from Kate Thompson. Thompson punched home Galway's second goal with 9 minutes to go as Galway cruised into the semi-finals. Olivia Dively was a constant menace to the Mayo side and finished with 8 points. Galway will now face Armagh in the All-Ireland semi-finals. Full-time score, Galway 220, Mayo 1-6. Kate, congratulations, you're through to the All-Ireland semi-final. You turned it on in style in the second half.
Yeah, look, I think going into half-time, we weren't too happy with our performance. Like, obviously, it's a strong win there you're playing against and a good side of Mayo, but, you know, our target was coming out in that third quarter and just really going for it and really trying to get our scores on the board, which we did.
That last score with the free running through and then the yellow card just before half-time not only tied the sides up, but meant you had an extra player for the start of the second half. It actually an important moment in the game.
Yeah, I actually think when we were going in, we were kind of sickened that it was half-time because we felt like we had a bit of momentum. But look, yeah, we knew having that extra player might help us, especially with the new rules. It changes a lot, but, you know, there's no point in saying you have the advantage without using it, and I think we did. We executed well with the extra player.
I have to confess, it's only when I'm down here now chatting to you I realise how blustery it is. That's a strong breeze.
Yeah, no, it was. It was really tough in the first half. Like, I think we only got 6 points on the board, but it was really hard even kicking the ball into the girls inside, but we made use of it then in the second half, thank God.
Yeah, you got 1-6 without reply, the goal from yourself, and then the two-pointers started to flow.
Yeah, we put fierce pressure on them, and then I think when we started getting confidence from that, and then our shooters really started getting, you know, getting on the ball outside, and we were able to pop them over then.
I suppose you touched on the new rules, but it's the first time we've seen it from Galway ladies football, in particular the two-pointers there with the breeze and everything. It can swing things.
Yeah, look, we definitely have a few players on our panel that are able to go for them, and, you know, we'd always be encouraging people to go for them, and Kate Thompson got one there, and, you know, even in training people are flying them over, so it's good to see it in the match as well.
So Armagh to come then, that'll be a tasty All-Ireland semi-final.
Yeah, look, any team you get is going to be tough at this stage. Even today was really tough, but yeah, we're looking forward to it. You know, we'll train the next 2 weeks and we'll go into that rearing.
Yeah, it's exciting to look forward to, isn't it? To have something big to continue on the year and big game to come.
Yeah, look, I think one of the lads said it as well, like, you know, 2 more weeks with each other, which is, you know, going to training and all. So we're looking forward to that and we'll get a good 2 weeks in.
And just lastly, it's only when you look around, such a huge crowd, because it is an unusual time, you know, it's a busy weekend, so much sport. A Sunday evening here in Tuam Stadium and the stand is packed, the terrace is packed.
Yeah, I mean, fair play to everyone for coming out. Like, it was an awkward time when we first heard it was going to be Sunday evening. We weren't sure what kind of crowd was going to come. But I think when you've got Mayo, you're guaranteed a good crowd from both sides as well, and Mayo had their fair share as well.
Daniel, all smiles around Tuam Stadium now. You're through to the All-Ireland semi-final. A good day for your side.
Yeah, great day. Great performance in that second half in particular, and delighted to be back in the semi-final.
We're still battling with the elements here. The breeze is a significant factor in the performance out there.
Yeah, very much so. I think first half was difficult for ourselves. You know, we were dealing with, I suppose, a Mayo team that were very tight defensively, weren't letting much opportunities for us to break lines, and you know, once we got into that second half, we eventually found those opportunities, but Mayo were well organised in that first half and caused us problems.
You had to be very patient for that. You had a lot of the ball, let's say, in the opening quarter.
Yeah, very much so. I think we tried to break lines with a couple of kick passes that were kind of 50-50, and that was the only way we were kind of trying to break through. I think Nicola broke through once or twice there as well for us, which was excellent, but you know, we felt we were a little bit static in that first half and we needed to improve, and we definitely did.
She made one though, line break, and I suppose Pearson run just before half time. It resulted in Olivia tapping over another free to equal the sides, but also a yellow card, and that meant you could go in half time knowing that you had an extra player.
Yeah, very much so. That was a big plus for us, you know, even to get the free, but that's what Nicola brings. You know, she's a fantastic footballer. When she drives like that, she's very hard to stop, and you know, it took her being taken down for that to happen. And luckily enough, I suppose, you know, like you said, on the point of half time, we could look at what we had and see what we do with our our extra player, and luckily enough for us, we showed, you know, the spaces that we could create for ourselves in that second period, or third period, sorry.
It's known as the scoring goal locally here, with the breeze at your back. I heard the girls comparing two-pointers and stuff like that. There was some brilliant shooting in that period in the second half.
Yeah, very much so. I think not only the couple of two-pointers that we got, but also, you know, some of the singular points were just fantastic. Some of them were over the shoulder. You know, you're looking at the players going, you know, how are they getting these over the bar? It was just some fantastic shooting, and credit to them.
Olivia had one, as you told her, it was like over her head almost as she was running towards the far side there. She was in red hot form today.
Yeah, she played really well. You know, she sets a particular standard, and it's very hard to stop a player of that ability. And, you know, she shows why she's one of the best players in the country. And it's a joy for everybody to see that and watch that. And we're delighted that she's part of this team and this group.
And I suppose the two Kates then to complete the half forward line were a goal, a 2-pointer each. They kept that scoreboard moving in the second half.
Yeah, and that was the key thing for us, that they did that. You know, as you know, we didn't want to kind of set ourselves up for first 5-10 minutes of the second half and then sit back. We wanted to keep going, and looking enough, we did that, you know, even to the latter stages. We finished with the last score in the game too, so really, really proud of the group.
So Armagh next, that's on the horizon, in the All-Ireland semi-final. It's something big for the group to look forward to.
Yeah, very much so. Like 2 weeks away, it's going to be ticking fast for us to get ourselves prepped for that. But that's what we're here for. That's what we've trained since last November for. So, you know, it's going to be a tough battle for us. Armagh played really well yesterday against Kildare. So, you know, we know we have a tough job ahead of us. I know Greg was here taking it all in too, so I'm sure he's plenty of notes on that.
I don't think the breeze will be as significant if it's Sport Leash or wherever the game's played in 2 weeks' time.
Yeah, look, weather conditions are, and you just never know what you're going to get. You know, we get all four seasons in a day, so hopefully it's a good day and a great exhibition of football.
It was very soul destroying, the defeat in the semi-final stage last year to Dublin. I'd imagine that line, that target has probably been there in the dressing room and all the hard slogging in training at the start of the year.
Yeah, that was the aim for us. You know, we didn't want to take a step backwards this year, whether it was quarter final or group stage. You know, we want to get back into a semi-final and see what we could do from that stage onwards. You're looking at four really top teams in the country that are going to be battling hard to get themselves into a final. So, you know, it's going to be a great exhibition of football, and you know, we're delighted to be back there again, and hopefully we can go one step further from last year.
Danny, in the end, defeat here in Tuam Stadium. I suppose your thoughts on full time?
Yeah, very disappointed in the scoreline, to be honest with you. You know, 22 scores to 7 is probably not something that we foresaw happening. We were really happy at the first half. We were happy where we ended up in the first half. You know, the breeze picked up significantly, you can see here, you know, for that entire second half. But I'm really proud of the players. They didn't throw in the towel at all, and you know, all the momentum was in Galway's favour, to be quite honest. They were exceptional today, and they'll do very well in the final.
Yeah, if you probably the opening half, maybe the old cliche, a half of two halves, stayed a lot of ball initially, but then you got on top towards the second quarter, if you want to call it, that 1-1 in about 2 minutes or so, and you know, you look good at that stage.
Yeah, I mean, to win it at half time, you know, close to level, we'll say. We were happy with that, all right. But the Simbin facing the start of the second half, missing Hannah there for 10 minutes was a big hit to us. And they got huge momentum during that time, and we just couldn't get the energy back after that. They pressed us, you know, they had us back on our heels the entire time from that. We were just stuck taking kickouts after kickout after kickout. And, you know, that does take the energy from teams as well. We ran at them and we got huge success from it. But, you know, it's just a couple of things, I suppose, from our own side. We thought we might have had an opportunity for a penalty up there, but sure, I don't even know, I'm that far away, to be honest. But in fairness, I have to say, like, for a very young team, and it's notable how many injuries that we have, I'm so proud of the panel themselves. There's young girls that come in there from their leaving cert that's played on this team there today, and it just shows that the future is really bright. And you know, it's really positive to know that all these players are going to stay around next year and not go off to WAFL or anything else like that, because they've huge pride in the jersey, they've huge pride in playing for Mayo, and we're hugely proud of them for the way they just continue to fight and they didn't give up to the very end.
The timing of the sin bin, like, it resulted in the equalising free, but also I suppose it did give Galway a bit of time to plot and to push up, and they did a good bit of damage in that spell as well with the breeze at the back.
Yeah, and you look at the strength conditioning that they have years upon years upon years. Like, I know they're tipped for, you know, to win the All-Ireland this year, and that's, of course, you're going to, you know, be aware of that. But just if you look at the strength of them and the size of those players compared to us, you know, we do have a bit of work to do, and that's what it's all about. They've set the marker there, like, and you can see the range. They're just taking 2 pointers for fun. Obviously, we'd like to think that we might maybe push up a little bit more and put some pressure on the kicker a little bit more. And you know, that's where the energy just got sapped out of our players today, just having to take kick out after kick out after kick out. You look at that there, like that's a lot of scores against us, which means that's a huge amount of number of kickouts that our keeper needs to take, and we need to keep energy there to try and get the ball to just carry it out, because when they press up so hard, they're way more physical than us as well. Like, so just, you know, when you're looking at it, they've set the marker, like, for where we need to be.
You've talked about their building for the future and your hope to keep the players at home and build on. It's going to be a journey, but there is, I suppose, green shoots in the process here.
Yeah, like, you look at the pride that every single one of them had in there. I mean, to be beaten by a scoreline like that, but to keep trying and still running at them. And we have a couple of players in there that have, you know, have good experience, and they're now teaching what it means to play for Mayo, and they're now passing on what that level of pride is. And they're also letting everyone know as well that's coming into the group what kind of work that you need to do, you know, to be up at this level. Do we have it all together yet? Absolutely not. Have we made progress? Yeah, we're still senior. We're really, really happy about that. And we got an opportunity to play a game today, you know, against Galway. And as I said, you know, they gave us a bit of a roasting for sure. Will we learn from it? Yeah, we have no choice, because that's what you do when you're from Mayo.
Off the ball, GAA.